Welcome back to Barely Serious. You're about to listen to episode 235. But before we get to the podcast, I got to plug one date. July 12th, I will be back in Bend, Oregon, headlining. This one, I think they said it's a 175 cap, so that's why I'm plugging it early. I need you to be there. And then the next day after that, I'm going to be giving a eulogy at my aunt's funeral in Lapine, Oregon. So if you want the double whammy, come to both. Buy tickets to the first one. July 12th, Bend, Oregon. And with that out of the way, enjoy this week's episode. Welcome back to Barely Serious. This is episode 235, Mike Eaton 10. The Big Ten.
Whoa.
How does it feel to be 10 years old?
About to start getting a lot of attention from celebrities. Can't wait for my island pass. I'm finally old enough to fuck.
Would you go to the island?
If I was a little kid, yeah, for sure.
What?
Yeah.
No, I meant like if, like...
No, I would not go to like a fuck kid island if I was an adult. That doesn't do anything for me.
What if they were like, yo, 3 Netflix specials...
Just come. What do I have to do on the island?
Snorkel? I don't know.
Yeah, I'll do that.
But, like, also fuck a kid.
No, I'm not doing that part. I can't.
Well, there's no, like, videos or anything.
No, that's not the problem. My issue is with it isn't the evidence of the thing.
But you won't get caught.
I'm not abstaining because I'm worried I'll get caught. I know that's crazy to think about.
Dude, I'm just saying that part's a bonus.
That's wild.
Except for everybody's about to get caught.
Dude, I think it's going to finally come out that P. Diddy is why Tupac's dead.
I thought that was common knowledge.
See, I thought it was too, but I brought it up to people and they don't seem to be on that same page. What have you been up to?
Well, I had this funny thought today because today was the eclipse.
Yes.
And so I was watching that and it got really dark here in Austin. If you're listening in other places, Austin, Texas was on the path of 100%
totality.
100% totality. And so it was funny seeing people post stuff like in my hometown in California because they only had 57%. And I was like, why are you even posting?
Yeah, fucking loser.
Quit wasting my time.
Yeah.
I just wasted my time clicking on your story.
Piece of shit.
And then I got a lot of responses because I posted the street is usually busy, empty street, pitch black. And then I had a funny thought thinking about like homeless people don't have phones or anything.
So they had no idea what was going on.
Yeah,
they
probably
just got scared as shit today.
Some tweaker thought it was the end of the world.
Oh, for some lady in Florida today shot like 10 people on the highway.
What?
She said God told her to during the eclipse. No bullshit.
Well.
Isn't that crazy?
I don't know. It's not that crazy.
I don't know.
People do that on non-eclipse days, so at least she had a reason.
Yeah, I just pulled over on the side of the road. I was driving to go look at it from a cool spot, but... I don't know. Dude, so what's really funny is, so I just performed on Eclipse Fest, was this huge music festival. I think they had like 40,000 attendees there. It's one of the crazier things I've been to, and it was out in Burnet, so it was like an hour and a half drive from here, and it's on a 1,200-acre campground.
I feel like that's not that much.
That's huge. That's fucking massive.
1,200?
Acres.
Sorry. I don't know why I thought you said square feet.
No.
Thinking of like a house party.
No, it was like 40,000 people, Galen. A bunch of them had RVs and built their own tents and shit. And then I was staying in the glamping. But
a what?
Glamping. It's like fancy camping, glamorous camping.
Like what?
It's just a pre-built tent. It actually sucked. They told me that and no disrespect to the festival because they had so many other things to worry about. And I was like such a low tier artist, but they're like, hey, your accommodations are like what you get for doing the fest. You get this really awesome wristband, you get a +1 and you get glamping. So, like, oh, cool.
Did you get to keep the tent?
No, it was a pre-built tent. It was just a fucking like teepee, like you'd imagine for like little kids playing like Cowboys and Indians. I could stand up in it, which was nice. There was a queen size bed with like a 4-inch thick mattress and like a stripper pole in the middle holding the whole thing up. But the music didn't stop until 10 a.m.
Oh, fuck.
So like when I went back to the tent at like 2 or 3 on the first night, like I'd fall asleep and I'd wake up and I'd be like, oh my God, the music's still going. I'd fall asleep. The sun was up. Music's still going. I'd fall back asleep. I'd wake up. Music's still going. I was like, yo, what are you people doing?
That's crazy.
But so the festival was Thursday, like Friday, those, like, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Sounds like one of those, like, kid fucking...
And then Tuesday. So
kid fucking rituals.
No, it was just a bunch of people that wanted to go do drugs and listen to EDM.
What, was there, like, 21 plus?
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, well, no, like, no, six-year-olds walking around? No, it wasn't 21
plus. There were a bunch of people that brought their kids, like, family. Like, what? Parents that brought their kids. I have a funny picture I'll show you, but it was a baby with, like, noise-canceling headphones sitting in the mouth of this big dragon demon thing that was a stage. So it looked like DJ Baby. It was very funny. But so I went for Friday, Saturday. I performed. They had, like, a thing called Snark Tank. Shout out to Noah for putting that together. It's Shark Tank, but with comedians being snarky about the pitches.
Okay.
So I'm there to do that, but that's done at, like, 5:30. So then I just have, like, free reign over this festival. So I was doing all this awesome shit. But then Saturday night, after my set, I went and watched a few things. I ran into, like, Jeremiah and Lewis were there. My friend Matt and his wife Laura were there. So I saw a bunch of people I knew. It was really cool. Saturday night, I decided to drive back and come back because I had roast battle Sunday night. And then everybody that I talked to there was like, well, you have to come back after roast battle so you can be here for the eclipse on Monday, because Burn It is in the 100% totality. Austin was at like 96% or whatever. Really? So it was just like a little bit north. It was in complete totality. And then this morning I got texts from like Jerem and Lewis and my buddy Matt. The whole festival got canceled because of wind and rain, and they said tornado-ish conditions. So the whole thing got canceled. So even if I'd come back, I would have to come back here again because it got canceled. And they canceled the whole fest. But like, I feel so bad because there's a bunch of people there that were like staying there and like paid for camping through till Wednesday, and they have to just leave today after the eclipse.
Probably better. I can't imagine being at a place like that for 5 days.
Oh, dude, I don't know.
With people just raging and partying. And...
Bro, it was just raging and partying. The showers were gross.
Was it like boot camps type showers?
I didn't even go in them because the kind of people there were not the kind of people I wanted to share a shower with ever. You've been to like a electronic music show before, right?
No.
You've never been to a rave or anything like that?
No.
Dude, it is so wild.
It's not my cup of tea.
You're missing out. It's very fun, but small doses.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Small doses.
5 days in a row does not sound like a small
dose.
I
didn't go for 5 days. Those fucking freaks went for 5 days. I went for two and had a perfect time. I got to see a bunch of great music. I got to perform.
You have to watch a guy press play.
No, they don't. No, that's not how it works at all. I know that's very funny, ha ha ha, but like they are actually like live mixing stuff, and the visuals are half the reason you do it. These guys spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on having graphic artists design the most insane and trippy fucking visuals playing on the screens, and they have the most epic sound setup. So you take a little bit of drugs, you go
and
listen to this music.
I don't do drugs.
That's your problem.
It's not a problem. It's a gift.
Sure. But think about how cool you'd be if you did.
I don't think so. I almost had a panic attack.
You can hear what drugs did to my brain because of that sentence. Think how much cooler if you did drugs, you would be cooler, Galen.
Did you feel weird during the eclipse today?
Yes.
I felt fucking weird, bro. Like, I thought I was going to have a panic attack. I was standing out there with my boy Raj, and I, like, almost, like, left and went upstairs, and I was like, I got to go to bed or something. Like, I thought I was going to have a panic attack or something.
I did get really, 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 really fucking antsy.
I felt fucking weird.
I had,
and I looked at him, and I was like, hey, do you feel different? And he was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, oh, yeah, me neither. But I was like, I felt fucking off.
Dude, I was driving with my friend that's in town visiting to go and watch the eclipse, and she was driving, and we hit the totality before we got to Mount Bonnell to go watch it.
Oh, yeah?
And so I was like, hey, will you pull over right here? And we pulled over in this thing. I guess it's like some assisted living facility. And I was like, hey, just throw it, because we were in it's like a 500-yard long thing to a gate up at the front. And so she just pulled in. I was like, hey, just throw the hazards on real quick and we'll get out and look at it.
Yeah.
And so we're stopped there. It's a fuck. Everybody in the whole fucking world knows the eclipse is going on. We have our hazards on. And these people start pulling in behind us and like hogging. Like, it's like, dude, there's so much room. Go around. There's a whole nother lane. What do you fucking, what? Do you not see hazards? The hazards mean something new during an eclipse, you stupid piece of shit. And I like got like really, really angry, really, really, which I'm pretty even keeled, dude. And I got angry fast.
That's how you know you were off?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I thought I was like, I felt like, I was like, oh man, I feel like a rabbit, like just disconnected from the earth or something.
Yeah.
I just felt disconnected from like, not that I feel connected to the earth. I mean, but we are. But I just felt fucking off. I was like, dude, what the hell?
I feel off because, so I will say one of the things about the fest being out on a big ranch is that there was a shit ton of dust, like, just everywhere. So I brought a handkerchief to wear over my face and, like, cover my face with. And I brought sunglasses and a hat, and I covered up and everything. But just that amount of dust flying around, you're going to breathe in a bunch. And I just, dude, I've been coughing and just, like, sick since I got back. dude, and so fucking last Wednesday night, I come home from Creek. I'm riding a scooter, and this dude runs a red light. I'm, like, fucking six blocks from the house. This dude runs a red light, so I go around it, and I try to, like, recover by going up this curb. I fall off and fuck my arm completely. So I can't, like, grip a microphone or anything with my right hand. And then Friday, Saturday, I have to be at this fucking festival in the middle of nowhere, and I'm like, oh, and my arm fucking hurts. This is going to suck so bad. And then...
Did it suck?
No, it ended up being very... I had, like, a really, really good time, but it was... super fucking weird to hold a microphone left-handed the entire time.
Oh, you don't switch during your sets?
I occasionally will switch for, like, a joke, but I always start and go back to right hand.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd say I'm 50-50.
Because I do more gesticulating with my left hand.
That's funny. I've never really thought about it. I just switch. Even that's what's funny is I just did Lucas's show, and the guy sent me the gallery, like the photographer. And the mic is in, for every photo, the mic's in like a different hand.
That's wild.
But, well, I mean, he took photos throughout my whole set, so I don't think it's not every fucking joke I'm switching, but, like, in every photo, I feel like it was in a different hand.
No, I mean, because
sometimes I'll hold it in the left hand, and then I'll, you know, grab my beer and hold my beer, so, and then I'll switch to the right hand and, you know, do shit with my hand. So I'm
You hold a beer, which is different.
Yeah.
I can't ever hold a drink when I'm on stage, because then I start motioning with it, and it spills.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I just, like, you know what's so funny is I've brought a drink on stage probably 30 times of the however many 1,500 or whatever I've performed. And
that's it? Your mouth doesn't get dry or anything?
I mean, sometimes it does, but, like, when I bring it for, like, a longer set and anything like that, even when I, like, have, like, a big applause, I'm just, like, in that thinking the next, I don't think, like, oh, get some drink.
I don't think that either. I'm like, oh, man, my mouth sucks dick right now. I'm going to fucking take a drink. Or...
well, then take the dick out, you fucking... oh, my mouth sucks dick right now. Well, then stop sucking dick, Galen.
Or it's nice when I'm doing, like, a fucking hour and I have my set list up there. I'm like, oh, shit. I've already told this joke. I have to, like, take a peek. I'll just, like, take a drink.
You've also done a lot more hours than I have.
Yeah.
So that's another side of that. But...
I also do that joke, the Henry Ruggs joke that involves... like a beer, mm-hmm. like for the punchline, or some sort of drink for the punchline. Like, and so I did, it was so funny because on one of the shows, or I did a show like last month, and I was like, I'm not drinking tonight. So I brought a fucking water on stage, and then I was like, shit, now I can't even like do this joke. And then like I did it anyway, and it just didn't fucking work like at all. Yeah. I was like, just pretend this is Bud Light.
Anybody drinking tonight? Yeah.
Yeah, it just didn't work at all. That my new profile picture on Instagram is from that joke where I'm like displaying the fucking Michelob. Mm. I love that joke.
That's a fun joke. Dude, I can't wait for the video to come out from Roast Battle last night.
Oh, yeah?
I battled Logan Farr. He was in from Sacramento. He's so fucking funny. He's going to be at the Netflix as a joke fest. He's a beast of a battler. And we had like a really, really good time. But if you watch it closely, like you'll be able to see I'm holding the mic in my left hand the entire time. And then at the end of the battle, I go to put the mic back in the mic stand. And when I grip it, I don't have enough grip strength because my hand's all fucked up to put the mic back in the mic stand. And I like really struggle with it. She's having a good bone.
I know. I wish she would chew her bone in her fucking room.
Tell her to go to her bed.
No, she's fine. And she hasn't been chewing it. She doesn't chew the fucking bone unless it's like at an inconvenient time.
That's so funny. Asshole.
I guarantee you, has she chewed her bone once today?
No.
No. Yeah. The second I'm sitting here recording a podcast, she's like, oh, let's chew on this fucking bone and play with this squeak toy, this fucking cunt.
Oh. Yeah, Roast Battle fucking ripped.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
You know what's funny?
What?
Is I just had a conversation in my head.
Uh-huh.
That I thought I said to you, and then I just was like, yeah, I don't know about it.
Yeah, you don't even do drugs, and you're that dumb.
So it wasn't dumb.
Don't do drugs.
No, it was just...
You just had a full conversation and didn't involve me. We're on a podcast.
Not a full...
That's the whole point of this. You just did the podcast in your head. You took it off mic.
They go, I don't know. Well, because I was just thinking, no, it was a conversation we've had in the past about how I'm like retired from roast battle, and so me being like, I don't know, is like, yeah, I don't know if I'll get back into it.
I still don't understand why you wouldn't.
I don't know.
What do you?
See, that's what I mean. That was the conversation that was in my head.
What do you have to lose?
Nothing really, but I don't know. It's just one of those things where I'm just like, I don't find it fun.
That's crazy.
I don't find it fun.
That's bonkers.
Like the riding for it, it's like stressful to me. And then going up there and it's just like, oh, cool, I'm going to be performing this for 5 minutes and never do these jokes again. I just wasted.
Oh, but it's not a waste. I mean, do you hate doing crowd work?
No, it's fine.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
But it's like, no, it's not the same thing because that's beneficial to my set and the crowd. I can't just go, like, if I just go up there and then, like, it's also like doing a dance. Like, if I go up there with someone that just sucks asshole and they fucking suck dick. And then it's like, oh, cool, now I look like a chump.
Well, so I think that may have, I still have yet to battle at the store, but the battles here where they've been one-sided are still really fun because someone's just donkey fucking.
Really?
Like, that's a good time.
At the store, it was like, oh, this guy's, it's like, oh, you're a chump for battling this guy.
No.
Really?
No one cares.
Well, the best one was when I did a roast battle. I forget who I was. Oh, I was battling. It was either Anthony Davis or Steve Lardner, R.I.P. His comedy.
Oh, so he, don't tell me he died. I would be so
comedy,
sad.
His comedy. His comedy.
R.I.P. His comedy. A right and proper lad.
Do you know what's crazy? Is his appearance on the podcast, which was episode number 5, is the 15th most downloaded episode all time.
Why? Just because of his voice sounds cool?
No, I think it has nothing to do with him. I think people have been listening for a while to the podcast, or they start getting into it, and they're like, oh, I wonder what the early episodes sound like. And episode number 2 and 3 are just gone. So, like, if you go, like, I deleted them because they were just trash. And so, like, mm-hmm. if you go back to the beginning.
You got
to
delete a lot more then.
Mikey in 1 through 9.
Yeah, dude. No, dude. Commenters say they love my episodes.
They do. And so I think.
Love you, commenters.
I think people just go back to the beginning and listen to the first. Because, like, the first couple episodes, like, have, like, retarded numbers. And I think people just were like, I wonder what the first episode sounded like.
Yeah.
I did the same thing with the Rogan podcast. I was like, I don't care about these anymore. I'm just good to go to the beginning.
Yeah, the beginning podcasts are very interesting. That was. You know, like, if you want to have, like, a really nice podcast roll down memory lane, go and listen to, like, the first episode of Bad Friends and, like, the first episode of Two Bears, One Cave and, like, episode, like, in the 200s and 300s of Your Mom's House. Like, it's so cool to see how far back some of those go that are in their
it's also
crazy number of episodes now.
It's also so different because, I've gone through so many, like, equipment. I've gone through 3, like, equipment upgrades. So, like, with the first episodes of the podcast, I just had one microphone that I would just put between me and the guest, and we were just, like, talking to this one microphone that was just, yes. like, connected to my laptop. And then, you know, the quality was just ass. I mean, some of them, like, the episode I had with Trevor Wallace was episode 28. This was actually the episode that made me upgrade my shit the first time because he did the summer show in Manhattan Beach, and we just recorded the podcast in the one mic on the back patio of this fucking bar. And so there's, like, background noise.
Oh, nightmare.
People talking.
And oh, like, that sucks so bad.
It sucks, but it's also really funny because people that go back and they listen to that episode, they're like, oh, wow, you really come a long-ass fucking way.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like absolute shit.
How did the Mark Norman one sound?
The Mark Norman one sounded fine. It was on that same microphone. I put him on speakerphone on my phone. and we just recorded into that.
That's insane.
Well, because it was the beginning, like Zoom wasn't a thing yet. Like, this was right
no,
when
Zoom's existed for a long time.
But it wasn't like nobody was podcasting on Zoom until the pandemic. And this, I had him on the podcast like right when COVID happened. We thought we were like, oh, yeah, we'll get right back into comedy next week. Like, it was one of those things. Like, nothing was really shut down yet. Mark Norman episode turned out fine, but it was funny because, like, the episode started and I was, like, out of breath because we had set the time for 5. And so, like, but I didn't clarify if it was, like, 5 Pacific or 5 New York time. And so I'm, like, upstairs just jacking off, like, in my bed. And I just get a call from, like, fucking New Orleans area code. And I was like, oh, shit. And I don't answer random numbers. And I'm like, oh, this has to be him. And I looked at the time. And it was 2. I was like, oh fuck. And so I answered it, and he was like, hey. And I was like, oh, shit. And I was like, hey, yeah, just give me like 2 seconds. But luckily, I had thought about it beforehand because I was like, I don't know if it's going to be 2 or 5. And so I was like, I set everything up downstairs because I was like, just in case. And I was like, it's not like it's going to go bad sitting out 3 hours, not a fucking avocado or anything.
Yeah.
And so I went upstairs. I was like, I totally have time. Dude, I was watching TV, and then I don't remember what it was. I was scrolling through Instagram. Some chick that I went to high school with posted some like bikini pic.
God,
I was like,
this could be any day of your entire life.
Yeah. You know what's funny though is now that Pornhub is banned, I don't watch porn.
Yeah, I know. You make it.
Yeah. But I recently I just like scroll through Instagram and I'm like just looking for some chick to like posted some hot selfie or something to like just beat off to it. And then like I'll get like mad. Like if I don't find anything in like 5 minutes, it's like I'm scrolling through my For You page like it's fucking Pornhub now.
That's crazy. It feels weird to jack off like that. I've never done it.
You never jacked off to Instagram?
No.
What?
It feels weird, man.
How does that feel weird?
Jacking off to my social media?
You're not jacking
where
off
I
to
talk
your,
to people?
Not to your own page. What are you talking about?
Yeah, obviously not taking that's pictures my own of your... I mean, first off, how else do you finish? But no, but it's like, what do I just search up a girl's page that I want to bang?
The air's back.
Yeah, no, I know the air's back. It's come back a couple times.
No, that's what I'm saying. You scroll through your fucking homepage.
Yeah, I'm just going to end up looking at food.
Oh. I don't follow any food.
I follow so many restaurants, Galen. I follow nothing but restaurants, comedians, and people with Down syndrome.
Really? I mostly follow people I went to like high school with and like hot chicks that I went to school with.
Oh, I got rid of,
I don't
I
follow
most of them.
I don't follow any page. There's only 30 pages that I follow of people or pages that don't follow me back.
That's wild.
I don't follow anything else.
So
like I follow, you know, like the Angels, I follow Mike Trout, I follow
Yeah, so you're like a cool guy about your Instagram.
I don't follow any Instagram models or anything. It's like, what for?
No, I don't.
I also can't jerk off to. So there's a key to it though. Like I can't jerk off to like an Instagram model. Like I've never beat off to Emily Ratajkowski, but ask whatever her fucking dumbass name is.
Yeah, she's not even that hot. She's
no,
weird looking,
and her belly button's fucked up.
Yeah, her face scares me.
Her face is all right. She's got some all right lips. I wouldn't jack off to it or anything, but because
sure.
I can't. Never beat off to her. I've never beat off to like Kendall Jenner or Kylie Jenner or whatever. I'd totally fuck them, but like I couldn't.
I
just
would
like
fuck the Jenners or the Kardashians for the story, but I wouldn't fuck them for the looks. They're all terrifying to look at.
I don't know about that. Kendall's pretty hot.
No,
even though she's like 6'2".
I don't even care. She's terrible.
We're also like
they're also scary.
Out of shape, pieces of shit, sitting on a couch. Like yeah, Kendall Jenner, what a fucking ugly bitch.
Dog, I don't even
what
care.
What a dumb ugly whore.
Yeah, but I have something she'll never have: talent. So
hey, I've seen her suck dick. All right.
I mean, that is a talent. I'll give you that.
I cannot do that.
I cannot either.
I can't jerk off to that stuff because, like, when I jack off, if I'm jacking off to like some chick's Instagram, there has to be like a backstory. So, like, I can't just like look at like I can't like if I'm like jacking off to my homie Ashley or something, and I'm like on her page.
You name dropped? Wow, you're insane.
What? I'm just saying that I follow like 5 Ashleys. All right. I've also fucked 3 Ashleys, so it could be any one of the 3. Anyway. There has to be, like, a reason why, like, in my head, you know, I'm imagining me banging him or something. Like, I can't just, like...
And you need visual aid for that? You know, just imagine it?
No, but here's the thing. Because, like, I have, like, ADHD. So if I'm, like, jacking off to, like, some chick's picture and I'm, like, imagining me banging her, I'll be, like, in my head, in the back of my head, will pop up and be, like, okay, but, like, how are you banging her? Like, how are you even in the same room as this bitch? So, like, I have to, like, make up a backstory.
Oh, that's crazy.
And so, like, if I have, like, Emily, that's, well, the whole thing where like, when I, like, jack off, like, when I jacked off to Taylor Swift, the first time I ever jacked off, I was imagining me banging her on a straw bed in a lighthouse.
Yeah.
Because I was like, there has to be a backstory. There has to be a reason. And I was
that's
like, look.
That's crazy gay.
How is that
that's
gay?
That's so gay.
How's
you
that
need a backstory to fuck? Like, can't have sex with a hot lady unless I'm on. In a place, you have to romance me first.
No, that's not
Taylor.
What...
Where are we? Oh, we're in a lighthouse. We're stranded, Taylor. Ooh, are you gonna pick me up and lay me down, my sweet little boy body, Taylor? Because you've got 60 pounds and 8 inches on me. She picked you up and laid you on a bed of straw.
We were
and then fucked you in a lighthouse, Caitlin.
We were doing missionary.
Oh, your legs were on her shoulders, and she was just plowing your ass.
What the hell? She doesn't have a dick. She's a nice lady.
No, I know. You had the dick, but you still had your legs back, and she was just on top. Missionary. It's called Amazon, and it's hilarious.
I've never heard of it. I'm not really, like, a freak. You know what I mean? Because I fucked these girls once. I fucked these girls once and never talked to them again. So it'd be like weird if I was like, hey, can I punch you in the face? Or like, you know what I mean?
Yes, that would be weird.
Or like whatever.
Because that's not like a usual fetish.
Well, isn't that like, I'm just saying like freak shit.
Yeah, no, like.
Like I can't be all like fucking, hey, let me tell you what. Like, not that I'm into that. I've never done that. But because I fucked these girls once and never do it again. I've had girls, you know, they ask me to choke them and I'll choke them. Like, that's fine. That's not really that weird.
No, it's pretty normal.
You don't like breathing. That's fine.
Choking, hair pulling.
Hair pulling's fine.
Smacking,
little
biting.
Smacking. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had this one girl ask.
I don't know
she
how
could,
I feel about the spit in the mouth thing. I definitely don't want
I've never
that
had
to me.
That. I've never had a girl ask me to do that. What the fuck? You know what is funny, though, is that it's very funny, like, people like, oh, man, tell me your craziest sex story. Because they're like, oh, man, because, you know, I fucked, you know, my fair share, like,
yeah.
Well over a few, not a few hundred, but well over 100 chicks.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't have any, like, besides the ass-eating girl, like, that whole story is crazy.
Yeah.
But, like, most of the time, it's like.
You to pee in her? That's pretty crazy.
That's the same girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's why the whole story is crazy.
Yeah.
But, like, for the most part, it's like, I'm just, you know, we just fuck. It's like there's nothing.
Yeah,
there's nothing like gnarly about it. It's like, I mean, it's
dude. I met with
fucking
a girl on a dating site one time. This was 7 years ago, and it was here in Austin. It was when I lived here the first time, and I matched with this girl and we're talking, and then she says to come over, and it's clearly just like for a fuck date. And I get to her apartment, and like I follow the instructions, and I park in the guest parking, and I go up and I knock on the door, and this like little gay dude answers the door, and I'm like, oh man, I might be at the wrong place. And he's like, oh no, you're here for whatever her fucking name was. And I was like, yeah. And he goes, all right, her door's middle one on back.
Damn.
I was like,
was
all
he
right.
A pimp?
And then no, he was like a little twinkie gay guy. And then he goes and sits down. I guess they're roommates. But so then I go and open the door to her room, and she is fully tied up and bound, like can't move, can't escape, anything like that, and has like a ball gag out and is like, hey, I want you to fuck me like this. And, like, just leave me when you're done. And I was like, what? And she's like, I want you to use me. And I was like, this is insane. Because, like, all I can think about now is that you just had your gay roommate come tie you up like this. You clearly didn't get this way yourself. Two, this is a wild way to meet in person for the first time. We've been talking on
what's
an app.
This off?
It We've was, never what, met before. It was Tinder.
Tinder? Okay.
Yeah, Tinder or Bumble, one of the two. I never used any of the crazy ones, but yeah, it was just like, dude.
But you
anybody,
did it, of course, right?
Yeah, but anybody could have gone in and just been like, ha ha. And like, I could have also just gone and robbed her and taken all of her stuff,
slit her
beat up the little
something.
Gay guy, and
yeah.
Then be like, yeah, free things.
Why didn't you?
Because I don't do that.
But you had the opportunity.
Yeah, but I could have. That was the thing is like, during,
that was your
like,
first thought?
Was
to
like
beat up the nice gay
my
guy.
My first thought was like, no, my first thought wasn't to beat up the nice gay. It was like when I saw her bound up, like, I was like, you're an idiot. My first thought was, you're a very dumb person. This is
what
how
if,
bad things happen.
What would you have done if you had walked in there and like the guy tied her up like too tight and she had like suffocated and died?
It was just dead. And I, like,
it was just dead, just tied
like,
up and dead.
Yo! Hey, Twinkle Stars, get in here. What the fuck's, you did it wrong, I think, or something. I don't know.
That would be our luck. That'd be our luck to just walk in there and just bitch is just dead.
Dead, yeah.
I'd be like, oh, shit. I wouldn't even know. I would like walk in there and be like, I don't even want to check her pulse and put my fingerprints on her or
no.
something.
But there's already going to be all the fucking you talking on Tinder and you're supposed to be there at whatever time.
Yeah, it's not a good look. I'd have to go under her phone, unmatch me.
No, that's way worse. You're tampering with evidence now.
Evidence
you
of me? I didn't do anything wrong. That's why I have to delete all
no.
the evidence that they could possibly.
When you find out she's dead, you start taking video. And then you call the cops on the other line.
With her phone?
No, your phone. You don't
How am I recording shit. And calling the cops?
Fuck it. Magic? I don't know. iPhone 15. Be an adult. You can do both.
I don't know. Well, I mean, I guess I do have some crazy stories. The married chick, the fucking...
Yeah!
I had
what are you talking about? That?
I had a half threesome. Like, yeah, I got some
half
wild ones.
Half threesome?
All right, well, a two and a half some. I've told you this.
Did you fucking handicap?
No. No, well, it was during COVID, and we were in a jacuzzi that wasn't even turned on. Like we were just in like
hilarious and what?
We were in just like lukewarm whatever water. There was
so
also
we were taking a group bath.
We were, and then there was a gay guy watching.
Okay,
just a gay guy sitting there watching that I've known since like middle school.
Oh, weird! And he was just staring at your hog.
No, because I was in the water.
So he was staring at the water.
Yeah,
is that what he was looking at the whole time?
And so, I started fucking the one girl, and then the other girl was just like, and they were both hot, bro, like beautiful.
Yeah.
And then the other girl was just like sitting there, and like wasn't expecting me and the other girl to just like start fucking. Like the other girl just like mounted me, just started riding me.
Sure.
And I was like, oh, this is dope.
Yeah.
What a fun time. Because we were just drinking at the bars and, like, went to this hotel because the gay dude was, like, a nurse and had a hotel because of COVID, like, at this hotel. And then, you know, so she just started, we were just, like, naked, like, well, like, in our underwear. And so, like, I was bricked up. And so the chick.
I was bricked up.
And so the girl just started, like, riding me, like, out of nowhere. And the other girl was just like, oh, okay. And then I was like, you're just going to sit there or what? And she was like, well, like, what do you want me to do? And then I, like, saw security start like coming around the corner, like entering the pool area, and I knew they were about to kick us out, and I was like, oh fuck. I was like, you guys just like, so like while I was fucking the one girl, I was like, start making out. And so the two girls started making out while I was inside one of the girls. Mm-hmm. And then we got kicked out two and a half some.
That's wild.
What? Like, I didn't.
That your instinct upon seeing security was, hurry, start making out.
So they started.
Need this.
It needs to count.
For the numbers. Girls, start kissing. I'm about to lose my numbers. Oh, dude. What if they misunderstood the other girl to start making out with the gay guy?
He wasn't
saving us.
He wasn't even in the water.
Oh.
He was like sitting outside the pool.
That's weirder.
Yeah, I don't know.
That is crazy, Galen. Also,
yeah, I do have some crazy ones. All right,
yeah, there's nobody that's done it that many times that doesn't have a bunch of retard stuff they did.
I just haven't thought about it in a while,
dude.
And then that same hotel. Speaking of another crazy story, another crazy sex story. Remember when like last year I like flew home because I had like a little mini tour, like a weekend tour. I was doing San Francisco. I was doing San Francisco, Bend, Oregon, just like July 12th.
Jesus Christ.
2024 tickets are $15 pre-sale, benticket.com. Oh, I forgot to say that in the beginning. Whoops, whatever.
Easter egg.
And some other fucking shithole. Oh, Seattle. And so I flew in a day early so I could see my family and stuff. And then instead, I went out drinking. Well, no, what happened was I landed at John Wayne Orange County Airport.
Best airport.
Like early as shit. And I was like, oh, fuck. And so I connect to my buddy, and I was like, hey, can you, like, come pick me up? And so Alexander comes, and he picks me up. And this is, like, dude, like 9:30, 10 in the morning. And he was like, what do you want to do? And I was like, I don't know. Let's just go to Sharky's. And so we went to Sharky's downtown Newport. And Sharky's downtown Newport before, like, it's like a nightclub bar. Have you ever been there to a Sharky's?
It sounds familiar.
There's one in Manhattan Beach. There's one in Newport Beach. And there's one in Huntington Beach. And so we were at the one in Newport Beach, which when it's during the day is like a restaurant type thing. So there's like a sunroom that's like connected that's closed during the nighttime hours. So me and him went into the side room at the Sharky's, and we're just, you know, having a beer. And then these two super hot girls come, and like you have to like go into the sunroom. Like you're not just like accidentally in the fucking sunroom. And we were like the only ones there, and these two fucking hot chicks come and sit down at the table right next to us. Like they're pretty much on us. And you could tell that they're fucking listening to what we're saying and shit. And I was like, whatever. And so then my buddy Amy made us like dinner reservations at Benihana's at like 4.
Sure.
And so we just drank until we had to go to this thing. And so then, you know, I did my thing, got the girls to sit at our table.
I hate that you just said that.
I don't know.
I hate that you did a voice for it. That did whole my thing. Was all, did my thing.
You know what I mean? We
you
fucking,
know what I did? I said hello to them and said, come sit at our table.
That's not what happened. I wasn't even drunk. We were just drinking beers.
Hey, what if I come into your butthole and I suck out your pussy, spit your pussy, raise a kid? You want to raise a kid? Well, I'm Galen.
Alexander had actually gone to the bathroom. And then I just like was like, well, and just started talking to them. And then they came and sat over. So one of the chick that I ended up hooking up with, she was in town for her brother's birthday dinner or some shit like that. And her friend had just came with her. And so we were hanging out, and I was like, well, we got to get out of here. But like, let me get your number and let's link up later. And so like, I get their number, and then we go to Benihana's. We're hanging out, and then we all go downtown. And so I ended up working out for like my friends, because now there's like you know, my inner circle, like five of my closest friends, came with us to the Sharkies in Huntington Beach. And these girls came and met up with us after the dinner. And so I'm buying fucking Jello shots. I'm buying everybody drinks. So, like, all my friends are now, like, drinking for free. Just so I get, like, stunt, you know, just front for these girls. So they think, oh, they're like, oh, yeah, this guy's on in town for tour. They don't know I'm doing, like, a fucking, you know. Actually, all the shows actually had a lot of people. It was a lot of fun. It was independent shows. One of them was in the Tenderloin in San Francisco. Ooh. Pretty cool.
Pretty cool, Galen. Way to go. It was very independent. Dude, I wonder how you got that booking.
It was a DM on Instagram.
Oh. Was it a photo message? The Angels are going to win. Stop looking at your phone.
You're right.
It's 7-0 at the top of the ninth.
I know. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. And so I'm starting getting, you know, everybody's getting free drinks off me, all this shit. And so then we're like, oh, where should we go? So we go to we go from Sharky's Huntington Beach, drive to Sharky's Newport Beach, drink some more, get drunk. And I was like, all right, let's get out of here. And it was also funny because one of the chicks was way hotter than the other one. And it hadn't like been like soloed out who was going to get who yet. But we were both in agreement where it was like, I'm happy fucking either one of them. You know what I mean? But we both really wanted the hot one, of course. Yeah. And so it was just one of those of whichever one she kind of wants to pair off with.
And then the other buddy was like, I'll take the slop.
Yeah.
So you got slop?
I got the slop, which I was fine with because she wasn't like ugly or anything. She was cute. She was cute. Yeah. But the other one was like gorgeous.
Yeah.
And so we go, I was like,
Alexander.
I know.
Champion.
He won.
Shout out the homie.
So it's the girl had a car because they had driven up from San Diego. And I was like, oh, I know this hotel. Let's go to this hotel. I'm wasted. So we go to it's the Aries in Fountain Valley. And I'm thinking, I was like, oh, yeah, my buddy got this free room. This place can't be that expensive. I walk in. I was like, let me get a king suite. And so I just, you know, throw my card down. Don't even look. We go up there. We start, like, making out. She starts, like, sucking my dick. And then, like, we had put our phones on this, like, glass table in this suite. And then I just hear – I thought it was my phone vibrating. And so, like, I don't know. I was drunk. And I was like, oh, like, this will be a flex if I, like, take my dick out of her mouth. Walk over, see who it is, pretend it's, like, someone important and just, like, be like, nah. Be like, oh, shit, Steve-O, nah, I'll talk to him tomorrow. You know what I mean? Something
gay, yes.
Something super lame.
You're such an idiot.
That I was drunk, but it's just some dumb bimbo who's just been, like, who thinks I'm famous.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're in, like, a king suite and all this stuff. And it was her phone that was fucking vibrating. And I was like, oh, shit, it's your phone. She was like, who is it? You know, Greg or whatever the fuck the name was. She's like, oh, that's my brother. I got to take that. And I was like, fuck. And so me getting up being an idiot, being like, I'm already banging the girl.
Yeah.
My dick's already in her mouth.
Yeah.
I totally didn't even need to do shit. Why am I flexing?
Who's this for? You.
Yeah, exactly.
You're an idiot.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I'm an idiot. Who is this for? Yeah, totally.
Dude, God
screwed
is good.
Screwed myself
awesome.
Over. So she grabs her phone, goes in the bathroom. Dude, she's in there for like 20 minutes.
Please tell me her brother's dead.
No, he could have been. She goes in the bathroom for like 20 minutes. And so like my boner goes away. And I was drinking whiskey and like all this shit. And it's now, you know, 2 a.m. And my boner's just gone. Like I'm trying to bring it back. It's gone. And so I fucking.
Do you ever pray?
This is the first time and only time this has ever happened to me.
Really?
So I didn't know what was going on.
Oh, so did you pray?
No.
You didn't say anything to God?
No.
That's how I know I'd be a terrible fox. Like I'm a foxhole atheist. Like, if I was in war, I would just be like, God, if you're there, please save my life. Dude, every time the whiskey dick happens, it's just like, God, if you're there, I'll go to church tomorrow if you give me a boater right now. I swear to God, I'll stop being mean to homeless people. I'll never say the N-word ever again. Just please give me a boater right now.
I don't think that's...
I'll do whatever you want.
That's not in his department.
The Lord, please give me a boater.
The boner affairs is in a separate department of heaven, bro.
Could you imagine him getting those calls, though? God's just sitting in heaven like, fuck, the boner department is exploding right now. What's going on?
It's like 2 a.m.
Screwball just came out. Everybody's drinking peanut butter whiskey and getting diabetes whiskey dick.
And so she's in there for like 20 minutes, and so I end up like texting her. And I think I said something fucking lame. I was like, hurry up, babe, or something like that. I called her babe. I did. Or I said baby or something like that.
Ooh.
I was like, I don't know. I was like, I thought it was going to sound cool. The second I hit send, I was like, that was lame.
Yeah, unsend needed to be invented a long time ago.
Super, super lame. And so then, but she did come out, so it worked. And then my dick was just gone. So she's like sucking my soft dick. And then I was like, all right, well, maybe if I like put it in her, it'll come back. So I like stuffed.
Yeah.
I stuffed a soft dick inside this chick raw. And I was like, dude, if I get fucking herpes from a soft dick insertion, I'm going to be so
That's the funniest
so
thing
pissed.
In the world.
Like,
then
so
you're
pissed.
Just like stuffing a musket.
Yeah.
Like, get in there. Please, it'll fire if I can get all the gunpowder in there.
It's also, her pussy probably wasn't even that good because I was able to actually stuff a soft dick and her pussy was probably...
It just means she was turned on. They get loose when they're
oh, really?
It. Yeah.
Well, I fucked a lot of unhorny women then.
That's not something I would probably say publicly. Saying, most of the women I fucked didn't want to.
No, I'm just saying. I don't... That's not what I was saying. I was saying I fucked a lot of tight pussy.
Oh, yeah.
I fucked tight pussy.
Yeah, well, that usually loosens don't up around 12 or 13, so...
You would know. You would know. You would know, my friend.
Fuck.
Fuck.
The Uno reverse card. Where did he pull it from?
Not from a pussy.
Son of a bitch. Did you get that from one of those middle schools you were visiting?
Oh, shit.
Let's go. You can play a reverse on a reverse. Fuck the rules. All right, so you're soft shoving.
And then I just started throwing up, and I threw up on her. And so I run to the bathroom.
I was not at all prepared for that to be the next sentence.
I threw up on her, and then I ran to the bathroom, and I'm just like blowing chunks in the bathroom. And this is back in the day when I I would throw up maybe 50% of the time I drank.
Oh, wild.
Like, yeah, it was nuts. It was also funny because it's like if you ever run into my stepdad and just ask him about like me living with him and stuff, it's like it's literally just like it would like during the pandemic, it was me coming home from Silky Sullivan's. Fucking blackout drunk, throwing up till 2 in the morning in the sink of my bathroom, which is right next to his door.
Amazing.
And then from like 2 a.m. to 5 a.m., they're just like screaming slurs playing Call of Duty. the entire pandemic, he got like 2 hours of sleep from like 5 to 7 in the morning.
Yeah, dude, my fucking... My poor roommates during fucking pandemic, because I was living our main house. My buddies Cody and Wyatt lived in there, and the three of us shared the bathroom. And I would have to like, you know. So my thing is, I have such bad like sinuses and shit.
Yeah.
That if I drink a whole bunch, and like just every now and then I will swallow like just a shit ton of mucus in my sleep. And then I just puke my brains out in the morning. It's a fucking nightmare. So there are so many mornings where they like I would be like in the it's, you know, 5 or 6 in the morning and I'm just in there scream puking.
Yeah,
and they're
I remember.
Like, well, I gotta get ready for work soon. Yeah, I've lived with you before.
Yeah, I remember that.
You've heard the terrors.
Yeah, so like as I'm puking in the bathroom, like just hugging the toilet, I just see her just like speed walk out.
Nice.
And then like maybe 3 minutes later, Alexander's like banging on the door, like "What the hell?" And he like,
wait,
I let
where
him.
Where was
in.
He and the other chick?
Oh, he got a separate room.
Oh, he balled out too.
Yeah, he balled out too. Got a separate.
Let's
room.
Let's go, dude. I like this guy.
You've met him. I think
Alexander what?
Aviles.
It sounds familiar, yeah, but you that had could to, be 600 people.
He did. He started doing like open mics and stuff in Orange County. Like when I started doing open mics in Orange County, and then he just like stopped. But he was like such a cool dude. That like we just kept hanging out and stuff, and he would help me. Like we would like go to IHOP and write sometimes, even though he like wasn't doing comedy anymore.
Was he a chubby white kid that liked like rap music?
No, you're thinking of Brandon Bryan.
Yeah, that's him.
Like as a chump. But Alexander,
Brandon Bryan.
Yeah, the long hair. He's got long hair. I'll show you a picture after this.
Yeah, it's fine.
But
he's a baller. I support that.
Yeah, and so the worst part. The whole part that ties into the whole tour thing is that, so we like allegedly just, he drunk drives me back to my mom's house. And so like, I don't even use the room. We don't even like sleep in the room or anything. And so Dom Pierno picks me up in the morning, cause we're taking his car. He picks me up from my mom's house and I was like, hey, we kind of have to like make a stop real quick. Oh, so before we even started, I texted the group chat of me and this other guy. Who was taking a train from San Diego to join us on this little tour.
Yeah.
And I texted a little group chat, and I was like, hey, I might have blown all the tour money last night. I spent like $800.
Yeah.
And that was like all I had in my account.
Yeah.
And so I was like, hey, we might not be getting like paid this trip, because I had just gotten like, I don't know, my tax return or something. So I was going to give them like extra.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, we might just be splitting the three shows three ways, like the money. And so I texted the group chat, and all I said was, hey, and this is like early. And I was like, hey, I might have just blown all the tour money. We'll let you know. And in my head, I was like, oh, I could just show back up at the hotel in the morning, be like, hey, I didn't use the room. Can I get a refund? And so I had Dom drive me to the Aries in Fountain Valley. And I walked in. I was like, hey, and I thought honesty is like the best policy. I was like, if I just tell them the truth, she'll be
that
like,
you puked your brains out in the room, then they'll be like, oh, well, then it's probably
fine. I didn't
fine.
Say I puked on her in that part. I just said that I went to the bathroom. I threw up a little bit, so I, like, went to my mom's house because I was, you know, I was sick. And, you know, I tried to, like, play the, you know, I'm just a kid.
Oh, I'm a sick little boy.
Yeah, yeah. And
sick little boy that was just banging a lady.
And, yeah, the lady, and she was like, oh, but you fucked? And I was like, yeah, but not really. And she, like, told me to go fuck myself.
That's awesome.
Cause, and then
good for her.
It was a $300 room.
Good for, oh, that's not bad.
What are you talking about?
That's not that bad.
Bro, what? That's half our rent for one night.
Yeah, but like in terms of like what I was expecting when you said king suite was $600-$800.
Really?
Yeah. A king suite at like a shitty fucking hotel is $200-$300.
Well, this was no shitty hotel just because the jacuzzi wasn't on. Doesn't. Don't let that fool you. They had a free breakfast that I didn't get.
Yeah, they had security come after you.
Yeah, they did. It's like a three-star.
Yeah, no, like I'm sure by the price, especially if it's in Fountain Valley.
It wasn't.
It should be more than that.
It's not a garbage fucking place. It was a nice little suite, but like,
dude, I stayed at a Motel 6 in Santa Barbara that was like $300 a night. It was like the nicest place I've ever stayed.
You know what's hilarious? When you go to hotels and you pay like $60 to be in there, and then on the door they have like the, you know, suggested room rate, and it's like $279. It's like, who the fuck is paying $279 for this La Quinta ass?
They do that for tax purposes.
Why?
That if they book the room, if they can appraise the room is worth $280 or whatever, and that's the posted room rate, and then they sell to you for $65 a night, then they can take a $200 a night loss on taxes and not have to pay taxes on the $60 that they got.
Oh, that's badass.
Yeah.
That's badass.
Yeah. Is it? Or is it just retarded that we have a tax system that's like, well, actually, if you want to pay tax, if you're just dumb, then you pay taxes. But if you have any intelligence or conniving about you, then you will get out of paying taxes through one of the many loopholes we've created.
I think it's great. I just filed my taxes. I'm getting $2,100 back.
Hooray.
Did you know that this year or in 2023, I forgot how many minutes I spent on stage. Shit, it was a few thousand. It ended up equating, like, I forgot, but it was a lot. It was a fucking lot. But I spent,
I think you had like 3,700. Because I had like, mine equaled out to like 8.5 minutes a day, and yours equaled out to like 11.5 minutes a day.
I didn't do it that way. I did it.
I did the math.
Oh, you did it?
Yeah.
Oh, on mine?
Yeah,
oh,
because okay. You saw mine, and then we're like, hey, I did this. I did the math on mine.
Yeah.
I did this, and then I calculated yours.
It was like 4 days worth of just standing on stage talking to a microphone, something like that. It could have been more. I really don't remember, but I did all the math because of the taxes. I, you know, in my notebook I have every gig I've ever done and the money that I made on it and the time that I did, and just, you know, little notes about the show, everything, complete documentation. So I had to do the math on all the driving for the tours and everything that I did in 2023.
Smart.
34,000 miles of just comedy.
Yeah.
And that was just for the brewery shows. That doesn't include flights.
That doesn't include when
town.
I drove.
No, it does.
Oh,
I put that on my car.
I hate you so much. That's my car.
So?
It's my mileage.
So?
You depreciated my asset. That's what you're taking the tax write-off on.
Well, why didn't you do it?
I did.
Oh, cool. So we both win.
No, you're admitting to tax fraud.
What are you talking about?
On a podcast.
What are you talking about?
IRS, come get this man.
What are you talking about?
He's
That's
doing
not
tax
fraud.
Fraud.
I was in the car.
Yeah, you weren't driving the car.
Yeah, but what, am I just going to add your car to my tax return? No.
No.
Yeah.
You don't get the tax return on the mileage. You could do the gas. So you could write off the gas that you paid for.
I thought driving. That's what it is.
No, you get paid off on the mileage because mileage depreciates a car. You're depreciating an asset, and that's lost money. So that's what you're getting the tax return on.
So you're saying I could have got more money?
If you had done the mileage write-off on the amount of miles that you've driven on your car, plus all of the gas that you've paid for in everybody else's car, the depreciation of the wear and tear on your car, like losing a bumper and all the other stuff from all of the mileage that you've had to put on it, then you would have gotten a much bigger tax return.
What the hell?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Why wouldn't you talk to me? My dad was a tax attorney for a decade.
Oh, fuck me, dude. I only did the mileage because I thought that included all that. I thought that they just knew that it includes the gas and stuff.
No.
Shit. Well, that sucks cock.
Yeah. Because you had a lot more.
I probably could have gotten an extra fucking grand.
At least.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, on top of all the other stuff that you paid for, because you have a lot more write-offs than that for comedy stuff.
Yeah.
If you think about all the meals that you've paid for when you were with comedians.
I just don't know how to do that.
Okay. Well, next year.
Yeah, next year. Well, next year is the last year that I could... next year's the final year that I could claim a loss.
Why?
You can only... A business or an entity, you can only claim 3 straight years as a loss before it's considered bankrupt. So, like, I'm getting reimbursed by the government on all this stuff. And if I do another year of, like, just a straight-up loss... then I have to pay taxes on it because it's considered like bankruptcy. It's like I'm not turning a profit.
Nice.
Even though technically I am turning a profit. Well, it's not comparative to what the
this
tax...
This is really boring. Let's change
topics.
Yeah,
you're right. Yeah, I forgot.
Comedians doing taxes on couches. We got guys with a combined credit score of 600. They're like, hey, here's what you should do with your taxes.
My credit score is 635, actually. Suck my dick.
Yeah, so combined credit score 600.
What is yours?
0.
What do you mean?
I don't actually know what it is. My credit's fucked. I abused it for a while to stay alive.
I don't know how to abuse. Like, I was a ghost. When I got my first loan, mm-hmm. like, I had 0 credit. And yeah. So they were like, my interest rate was like 30%.
Yeah, I had a secure line credit card for a while where you put in a cash... or you put in a money order to the company, and however much you put on the money order is your credit limit. So I just sent in $1,000 and then had $1,000 worth of credit and then ran that up. And
that's not credit. Then you paid $1,000.
No, but you have a $1,000 credit limit, but you paid for the $1,000, but then you get that $1,000 renewed each month. Well, every time you pay off the balance, you have $1,000, so you can use it. But
you can't go over $1,000.
I did.
How? I thought it was a credit limit. The card doesn't turn off? My
not,
card gets declined. My credit card only goes up to $200.
Mine would let me do a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to do that.
I mean...
Because I would spend it on crazy shit.
Yeah, that's what
like
I did.
Like World Series tickets.
No, I did it on just like living a nice life.
That's crazy.
When I just had no money.
Like you would just do like lobster dinners for no reason? Like on
It would just be like, I'm hungry. I'll just go out and have a nice dinner. Not like a lobster dinner, but like a $30, $40 dinner. Instead of just having like
a lobster dinner
meal.
Is like a $30 dinner.
All right, you don't do lobster correctly.
Go to Red Lobster. What are you talking about? Get 2 lobster tails, 2 sides. Don't be a dumbass. And it's like $35.
I hate you.
I just took a girl to Red Lobster on a gift card.
Yeah?
And then I fucked her.
I'm not even going to say it. It's not even worth it. But
she was hot.
I'm sure. And I'm sure that... in whatever small town she grew up in, Red Lobster was considered fine dining.
I always
and
thought
Denny's
it
was probably considered a home cooked meal. I'm sure. And Chili's is a great sports bar.
No,
right?
No.
That's how it works when you live in the suburbs.
I grew up thinking that Red Lobster was like
yeah. And
five
you thought
star.
Benihana was the pinnacle of fine dining.
I didn't go to Benihana until I was like an adult. I didn't even know that that was a thing until I was like.
But you still think of Hibachi as like nice?
No. No, because I'm like unaware of it. It's like I've only gone to Hibachi like maybe 10 times. I've been to Benihana. Yeah, maybe 10 times. Yeah, but it's not. I don't think that's fine dining. They're like cooking it right in front of me. That's not fine. There's nothing fine about that. There's
okay,
no
cool.
China.
That's, no, I agree. That's There's what no poor fine, people think of as nice restaurants.
We're using reusable chopsticks. It's not fine dining. It's cool. It's cool. It's like a novelty. That's not fine dining.
Yeah, no,
like
I agree.
Olive Garden is like when I was growing up.
What? You're about to say Olive Garden's fine dining? They have iPads on the table, you piece of shit. fine dining when you're here, your family.
You
fuck
piece
you.
Of shit.
They have branded Andy's mints and it's fine dining. Fuck you.
You piece of shit.
You know what I think of when I think of fine dining? Unlimited breadsticks.
That's pretty fine.
Oh man, nothing like a tour of Italy. Fine dining. For $27.99, I can have just a pile of reheated trash.
Bro, as a kid though. As a kid.
Sure, as a kid.
Like Macaroni Grill.
Oh, when they sing opera to you on your birthday?
I never went on my birthday.
Oh, man, sucks for you. I liked Macaroni Grill because they had paper tablecloths and you could color
yes,
on them.
Yes, and you could color on them.
That was the best.
You ever been? Oh, there's a restaurant. I think you would actually really like it.
Spaghetti Warehouse?
No, it's Spaghetti Factory.
Whatever.
Spaghetti Factory. No, it's not.
Okay.
Take it back.
I'm sure there's a Spaghetti Warehouse that's just
there's got to be. No, that's not just as good because the Spaghetti Factory has Mizithra cheese.
Okay.
It's a goat cheese. It's like a shredded. Okay, fuck you. anyway, you just don't get it. Have you ever had Spaghetti Factory?
Maybe.
You're a fake foodie if you've never had Spaghetti Factory.
Fuck you.
You're a fake foodie. They have one in Monrovia. They have one in Duarte. Those are going to be the two.
Don't they have one in Oklahoma City?
Yes.
Did we talk about that?
Yes. That's
like
the closest one to here. That's the closest one to here. There's one in Portland.
Man, we should go.
I'm down. I'm always down for Spaghetti Factory. It's my favorite restaurant.
Let's book a fucking co-headlining shit at Bricktown.
I'm down.
Go do like a Sunday there.
I'm down. Let's do it.
Dude, that'd be fun.
Just to go to Spaghetti Factory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you're a real foodie again.
Yeah, dude, I am only ever going back to do the block because of Stubbies.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the two super great shows there where I got half a peen suck from a weird lady with her boyfriend in the band. Or when last time what happened where you ditched me with your aunt and I got stuck by myself.
What happened?
Doing nothing. You left to try and bang that chick. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
The last time.
My aunt was with you.
Oh, that is what happened.
Yeah,
I was stuck with your aunt, who's a very cool lady.
Yeah, what do you mean stuck with?
Brother, I did not go to do comedy to hang out with your family. She's an awesome lady. I love her, and we have very much fun at pool. But my idea of like what I want to do at the cool venue where I'm like a star is not hang out with my friend's aunt. And her adult married friends that are just having a good time in their 40s. You know, that's not, I'm not here for people that are like, I might have a second glass of wine. You know,
yeah,
she's not that. She can drink with us. She's a fucking baller.
I love
your aunt. But again, you know, if I'm like, how am I celebrating a fun night?
Well, why weren't you fucking someone?
I was talking with your aunt.
You could have just walked away. You were a superstar at the venue.
Yeah.
You could have just walked away.
All right. Next time. I'll just bail on her.
You know what was dope is I was just in Fort Walton Beach last week, and on Saturday, we totally missed the show because we were just getting wasted at some dive bar. And I was like, oh, shit, it's Saturday. Let's show up to the box. We showed up, and they were like, they'd like tried to charge like a cover fee like at the to enter. And I was like, oh, like is Mark here, like the owner? And they were like, yeah, he's here. And I was like, let me just talk to him real quick. And they were like, oh, whatever. And then the manager, Ron, was right there. And he goes, hey, what's up? I was like, what up? And he's like, just pay the cover fee. And I was like, all right, whatever. And so I paid the cover fee. I was like, who gives a shit? You know, it was $5. And so we go in there. We're upstairs playing pool. And then, you know, he starts bringing us shots and shit. And he's like, you know, and he's just like, thanks for being cool. And we were like, yeah, no problem. And he's like, yeah, because he's like, I can't. Basically, this whole thing was like, I can't just like bypass like the cover
the
fee.
The door charge.
The
yeah.
door charge. But he's like, now that you're in here, like, you're a superstar.
Unlimited free
drinks.
You're
a superstar again. Yeah, I was like, oh. I was like, I think that's kind of funny that they can't just be like, I think it's funny that they'd be like, yeah, just bypass the $5 and then pay for all your drinks inside. But, oh, here, just pay this $5 and now you have unlimited whatever the hell
you
want.
Yeah, it costs them way more to give you free booze.
Yes, like, what?
And also, did you really need my $5 that bad? Like, how about you just be like, throw me a 20 and you drink all night. Wouldn't that be better for everybody?
I think what it was is the two girls that are like working the door or whatever. He just
get a cut of the.
Well, it's not it, probably, but also I think it's one of those where this guy gets a pass. Why does this guy get a pass? Now he has to explain why they get a pass. Oh, does this other guy get a pass? No, it's just no. Anybody that walks in here, no matter who they say they know, has to pay the cover fee. That way he doesn't have to like babysit them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, then it was cool. And you know the coolest thing about it? the shots that he brought without even asking?
Green tea
shots. Nice. They know. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. It's wild how well people remember your drinks,
mm-hmm.
places. Oh, she's so cute. I like when she leans her head over like that. I also have realized like how spoiled I get drinking at like Creek.
Mm-hmm. Can I get a booze? And people just know what that is.
Yeah, not only can I get a booze, and that's awesome spoiled, but then like, you know, I go to Chicago and I was drinking at the Lincoln Lodge and I ordered my drink, the same thing I always drink, and I'm having a double tequila soda and I was like, man, this tastes weak as fuck. And it's like, oh, because it's just a double.
Well, that's why when I drink a Sidebar and they fucking pour them shits, I'm like, God. Yo, please don't. Like, I'd rather them pour it like half full. And then, because I like the taste of what I'm ordering. I'm not trying to get fucking nuked.
Ugh, you're lost. That's Galen beating his dog.
That was me.
And she loves it.
Patting my dog, and she's going crazy, my big fat baby. All right, you go bother Lucy or something. We're recording, you bum. There you go. What? I think my dog's a lesbian.
Yeah, probably.
Is there anything you want to talk about?
We're
already at an hour.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, the crazy show. Oh, this happened at Eclipse Fest.
Okay.
Day one, I do the pitch tank. A couple of comedians that were going to be on the show didn't make it. So it was just me, and then I can't remember her last name. Her first name was Margot, and then two founders on this board doing the thing.
Founders?
People that founded companies and were investors and advisors, like really, really, really rich and successful dudes.
Cool. No women. All right.
So whatever. So that's day one. The thing goes great. I'm very funny. We make friends. Day two, I'm hanging out with like this super hot lady at a thing, and we're like getting coffee together. And so like we're going to order our coffee, and then the guy... one of the founder guys from the day before, like, sees her and is like, yo, and then sees me and is like, what's up? And so we're all being friendly. And then, he invites me and her back to his VIP. He runs one of the tents there. So one of the whole big, like, stages.
So you're going to have to like describe this a little bit better. Cause when you're talking like tents, like, you know, I think you're going to know the exact visual that I'm thinking. Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, the opening scene when they go to like the Quidditch World Cup and they're all camping out. That's what I'm imagining. So when you're saying he's at like a baller, I'm thinking
so
they're at like
all of that
Harry's tent.
So all of those tents, that's what like the general camping was like.
That
it was
for real.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Like that.
And then the main camping had RVs stacked up, probably, you know, 1,000 RVs, like full size, huge RVs.
Jesus Christ.
And then on the inside, they had like these glamping tents. So it was hundreds of these tents set up like that. But then for the venues, they had huge stages. Like, imagine as big of a stage as ACL or anything you've ever seen for a huge concert outdoors like that. Rolling Loud, that
yeah.
size stages. They
Damn.
Have seven stages like that that are Damn. Set up all over that are all moon, eclipse, lone star, sun, sky, earth. They're all themed that way and have a whole big theme around them. And then all of them have villages built around them, too. And then there's stuff in between all this and art installations and vending and food. And there was 400 food trucks there. There was like a ton of different like alcohol sponsors. There was like another 1,000 vendors selling shirts and hats and special glasses and light up toys to play with and like pacifiers for people on drugs, like all of the stuff. And then one of the big things that they had was this geodome. So it's like a 200-foot tall, just massive fucking dome. And this guy, Kyle, owns a company that's a production company for like raves that does all the visuals and shit on the roofs and does those. And so he brings us backstage. We get to sit in this chair. It's called, I think, a sound wave. It's a $10,000 chair, I found out later. But it just looks like a fucking lawn chair with these big metal discs in it. And it vibrates to like a meditation that you listen to. And like legit, I felt like weightless while I was doing it. And like it was very crazy. And then there was another thing. It was like the sound bed that this dude, Austin, there. It was like super nice. Let us try. And like we're listening to that and it's like vibrating and like,
is this like something that you would sleep on?
No, it's just something you would use to like recharge.
Okay.
So like I laid on this thing for like 8 minutes and did the whole course of the like deal that it has like the like revitalized thing. And it has like a walking meditation you listen to. And you have a blackout mask on your eyes and noise canceling headphones on, and then you're laying on a bed and it's vibrating to like different patterns and stuff that, and like all the frequencies align with some shit that your body does. So it's all like science based. But getting off of that thing, I felt like I'd just taken like an amazing nap. Like I got up super refreshed. So then I'm like standing like that. So my hand's all fucked up. I can't shake hands with my right hand. Huh. So I've just been fist bumping people with my left hand. The guy that plays, I never watched the show, but I'm aware of it, Entourage.
Yeah.
The guy that played the main dude in that, Adrian, the actor. So I'd never watched the show, but I knew I recognized him from his face. And I was just introducing myself to everybody in there. And I instinctively stuck out my right hand to shake his hand. And then when he goes to shake it, I can't grip, so I just limp wrist shake. Oh, I just gave him this dead fish handshake. And then when he squeezed, I went,
Oh, God.
And I was like, sorry, man, habit. And he goes, what?
What?
Yeah, I said, habit. I was like, oh, to reach out. My hands hurt. I couldn't really shake. And he's like, all right. Like, walks away.
Walked away.
But so I'm standing there back there, like, you know, laughing about that. And there's this group of, like, 10 dudes sitting around, like, a long table. And me and the girl are outside talking, like hitting our vapes. And this little short English guy, he's probably like 5'1", maybe. He's got a bucket hat on. He's like, I had a proper rager last night, rampaged till 4 a.m. And like just talking about how fucking drunk he got. He looks like shit. And then he sits down and he's like, all right, well, we're going to talk about the party on the moon. And like we laugh. Like, that's so funny. They're having a party at the moon stage here or something.
Right. Later.
So we go in and these guys are all talking and there's one older dude and I wish I could remember his name, but he's like a grandmaster at memory and he invented all of this like super cool memory stuff. He's like a polymath. He's a genius dude. And he's explaining the history of partying and talking about like Dionysus and like Greek gods and stuff and going through all the history of partying and people and how it's like always happened and how things that resemble modern day raves have been happening for as long as you can go back. And so this group, what they were announcing on Saturday at 5:30 at the festival was the very first ever party on the moon. They're going to throw a rave on the moon. And these are all the people that are doing the construct, like the building all of the stuff, all the stages, getting everything into the rockets. And they're all privately funding and making a rave on the moon. And tickets are going to be $50 million. And like, all of them were saying this with completely straight faces and were like totally earnest about it and like had that kind of money. And it was just, I was just sitting there like, I have $37. Do you guys do payment plans for the party on the moon? Can I start now?
Well,
I wonder, want my first child?
What studio they're going to go do this on the moon, because there's no way that they're landing on the moon.
Dude, I think it's going to end up being like the submarine thing. That Ocean Gate.
That's
like,
pretty funny.
They're all going to get on a rocket. They're going to be taking a shit ton of acid. And they're going to get a rocket to go to the moon to fucking party. And the moon's, it's going to explode in the atmosphere. And they're all just going to be tripping dick. And they'll be like, oh, and then just die.
Wait, wait.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But it was the wildest thing. And then what made it more crazy is that me and this girl were hanging out the rest of the day. And like everybody we talked to, we were like, you got to hear this thing about the party on the moon. And everybody is like, fucking what who cares, it's a part, that's, yeah, of course. It's like, what are you talking about? Of course.
Yeah, of course. Would you go?
No.
If somebody was like free,
not
like
the first one.
Why?
I'd go to the second one. The first one's gonna suck. The first one, there's gonna be bad stuff. The first Burning Man was probably terrible.
Yeah,
Firefest. They're gonna get up there and they're gonna realize like, oh, we forgot to account for this. Like, did you know when they landed?
The Ludacris didn't show up? And you'd be like, this blows.
Yeah.
You're on the moon.
Yeah, imagine like the artist is like, oh, and by the way, I'm not going.
Yeah, who are they going to get to go? Eminem's not going.
No. You know
what I mean? Like, who are they going to get?
What artist that is like worth seeing? But I think that's the thing is that like, especially with electronic, you could get, you know, like a pretty good latency between someone like mixing like on Earth and have it connected through like satellite and have them playing a show live on Earth, right, and have it linked to the moon.
Yeah, well, then why even be on the moon?
Like, I agree.
I'd rather see Calvin Harris in Inglewood than if I'm just on the moon and he's just in his living room.
We wouldn't be in his living room. We'd probably be at a special stage somewhere. But then the other thing is like, so you'd have to be in all of your moon equipment and you have to be like cognizant and aware and everything. Like, I don't know. So one of the pitches at the second day of Snark Tank was this guy that wants to create like these pods to live in and on the moon. That's his company. But like when he was talking about his pitch, he was like, so mission one is to create a backup Earth.
Were these fake pitches?
No, these were all real. These are real companies that these people have. And like some of them are worth like real, real money now. Some of them are asking for real, real money. And the other guys that were like the founders and investors on the board were there to like actually invest money if they liked it.
And you were there to just make fun of it.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes. So that guy, they're the guy that was talking about the pods on the moon and stuff. And I was like, hi, sharks. I'm asking for all money in exchange for all money. I'll build pods on the moon. And he goes through this big, long thing about how cool space is and how it's the next frontier and all the stuff about living on the moon. And then he finally is talking about the moon pods. And he's like, and I one day hope to do an ayahuasca ceremony in my pod on the moon. I was like, dude, we fucking got you. You just want to do drugs on the moon. This whole thing is just to do drugs on the moon. You fucking piece of shit. This isn't about anything else. You don't care about Earth or the planet's future or any of that. You just want to do drugs on the moon. Don't fucking lie to me.
You wouldn't go to the moon?
Maybe eventually. I don't know. It depends like what else I got to do back on Earth. Like have it like right now, currently, no, because I have so much more stuff I need to do here. Like comedy wise.
You're not going there for like if they were like
yeah, but if I die, it's a very dangerous activity.
I don't know.
Bro, they explode all the time.
Like 6 or 7 times.
Yeah. Of the what, 30? How many have gone up there? How many times have we gone to the moon? And how many times have everybody that went died horribly and remember got made fun of forever?
Remember the old jokes about like the Challenger and
yeah,
shit?
People still make fun of like what color were her eyes? Blue. One blew this way, one blew that way.
Why were they drinking Sprite?
Yeah.
Because they couldn't get 7 Up.
Yeah.
So dumb. People thought that was like, that was like cutting edge comedy back then.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't get 7 Up. Oh, you're talking about the people who died?
Yeah. Genius.
It's like, oh my God, you're so edgy. It's like, dude, what?
Man, I was just remembering in high school, me and my best friend were like always into like 4chan and memes and stuff. And we'd find all the like edgiest fucked up memes and send them to each other.
Yeah.
And we ended up making a t-shirt company to sell memes on t-shirts. And it was called Lolocaust.
Oh my God.
And we're like, why isn't this blowing up? We should be famous and rich already. We made a Holocaust joke in the name of the company. Why isn't anybody buying our shirts?
I'd buy. No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you would have.
That was said by that was said by Adam Martinez. Anyway,
I like that.
That hurts my soul to hear.
Oh, good. I'm going to start saying that every morning when you wake up.
Oh, my God. Please don't.
I'm going to start saying that into our fucking... Dude, I love having this camera.
Yeah, it's for more entertainment purposes than it is for safety.
Well, I got it because of safety. I literally got it because it was like... when I get home and you're not here... Because we're both freely out of town.
Yeah.
So if it's just one of us here and then one of these homeless that lives right by sees us go out... Like, these are... It would be easy-ish to kick in our doors.
Yeah.
Like, I think if you're a cracked-out person and you wanted to get in here, you could...
Well, the best part is that there's 3 doors, so this person wouldn't know which one they're, like, kicking down.
That's why I put ours inside the first door, because if they break in the first door, I can sound the alarm on that thing and make it beep, like, go crazy loud.
Really?
Yeah. It has an alarm built into it that's loud as hell. So that'll go off in that room, which
echoes.
Why aren't
we doing that when the fucking trans dude walks in?
Literally, I did not tell you about the alarm until now, and I just accidentally told you about the alarm because I didn't want you doing that exact thing. Because I knew exactly that would happen.
Why haven't we been doing that the entire time?
To everybody that walks in that door?
No, yes. Just the trans dude.
Well, that sounds predatory when you say it like that. It's just because that person hangs out in the extra storage room up here for... We shouldn't
minutes.
Even talk about that to less identify where we live.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways.
Forgot.
But so I got that because I didn't want homeless people coming in here and shit. But now it's so fun because every time you take whiskey out or you leave or I leave, you can just flip off the camera and make funny faces at it.
It's also a good like fit check.
Yeah.
Get a notification. Be like, you look good. Be like, yeah, damn right I do.
It's a dumb sweater, Galen. I'm going to start just roasting your outfits.
Well, that's the best one. I forgot who it was that brought it up about like black dudes will just like make fun of you about like asking questions. Being like, those shoes, huh?
Yeah. So next time that you get a notification from the app, when it pops down up here, swipe it down. It'll play a GIF of the first 3 seconds of the video.
Oh, for real?
And then you can either like mute notification or it has like sound alarm as one of the options. So if you swipe it down, you could be like, just immediately bomb.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's wrap this up because I want to try that.
All right. I don't want to set the alarm off.
Well, how do you turn it off?
I don't know. That's why I don't want to deal with it right now.
But you haven't tried it?
No, I haven't tried it. I don't want to try it.
I want to try it.
Not tonight. All right. We'll try it tonight.
I leave the final minute of the podcast to the guests to say whatever, plug whatever, and a final part of words of wisdom you might have in case you die on the way home tonight.
Well, if I die on the way home tonight, that's going to be crazy because you're going to have to move my body. Yeah. I am going to be with Uncle Laser in Kansas on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th. I am going to be in Dayton, Ohio with Jonathan Kite on the 26th and 27th. And then I've got... I'm going to be in Denver May 16th through 20th, I believe. I will be with Robbie the Fire in May 25th. And then also, again, in July 12th in Dallas and July 14th in Rockport, Texas. And then June 29th. I'm headlining Empire Comedy Club in Portland, Maine. I really need to sell that out because there are a lot of really badass comics that are performing at that club. Ari Shaffir just sold out a bunch of shows there. So it'd look really cool if I could sell my one little Sunday spot. So Barely Serious Friends, please like, subscribe, share. Mike is eating on Instagram. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Don't go to that show.
Yeah.
Everybody go to that show.
Everybody go.
Thank you.
Thank you.